Gabe. Welcome home. How's work? Oh, right. You're training the new hires, right? How have they been? I know, not new hires. I know, they just joined your group. Well, that's good. Everybody getting along? Good, good. I know it must be interesting having so many new faces around. How are you handling it? Your coworker, Steven, the one you're friends with, he must be having a hard time, right? He's kind of introverted. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned there was a new hire that was a little weird. What was her name? Yeah, Brenda. She talked to you today? Oh, what'd she say? She was kind of what? Can you say that again? She was kind of flirting with you. Well, did you tell her you had a girlfriend? Hey, babe, did you tell her in no uncertain terms that you have a girlfriend? All right, and then what did she say? Did she back off a little? She came at you harder? What did you say? You should keep telling her that you have a girlfriend. I'm sorry, what did she do? She touched you? Where the fuck did she touch you? You won't say, babe. Darling. I'm going to fuck this girl up. No, it's okay. Just come here. Tell me where she touched you, and then tell me her full name and address. Very simple. Come on, darling. You're not stupid. Tell me your name. Her last name. Fine. You want to keep it a secret. Just figure it out the hard way. You told your manager. But did anything get done? I know she's an external hire. What does that mean? So she didn't lose her job, but she's not working with your group anymore. Fantastic. Is she still in the same office as you? Same floor. You know, maybe there should be a bring your girlfriend to work day. Like a bring your girlfriend to work with a bat day. So I can fuck this bitch up. Don't tell me to calm down. This girl is flirting with my man after you explicitly said that you already had a girlfriend. A girlfriend who's more than willing to beat the shit out of nosy bitches who won't respect boundaries. Do you think she's hot, baby? Good answer. Well, it's not really dealt with, but it's good enough for now. I guess I'll just have to bring you your lunch to your office myself, wearing my cute little bralette with my big, sharp heels on. How does that sound? Sound good? I see a topic change when you make one, babe. My day. Well, it was good. I got some of the work done that I was supposed to do, and I started that personal project I told you about. And I went shopping. That's pretty much it. But, you know, kind of hard to think about that when I'm still bothered. You can't say it's no big deal. Fine. I'll let it go for now. But you have to let me know if she does anything else. Do you understand? Darling, let me know if she does anything else. Do you understand? Good. You know, I'm really happy that you at least trust me enough to tell me about these things. Knowing that I won't ever get mad at you. I mean, look at you. What a lovely, lovely partner I have. And you know, I can't blame her for wanting a piece of you. But she's disrespecting you. She's disrespecting you and me and your boundaries. But don't worry. I'll make them crystal clear to her if we ever meet. I'm glad that we can have these open discussions about our feelings. Nice that you accept that part of me, the intense one, I could be quite jealous, that's what I'm getting at. I'm glad you accept that I'm jealous and, you know, dare I say, I think you kind of like it if that blush on your cheeks is anything to go by. Don't look away, baby. There's no need to deny it. And to be quite frank with you, darling, I don't like to share. Never have. Especially the person as, oh, so lovely as you are. I'm just happy you accept me. But I really, really love you. Now, why don't we forget about Brenda and the rest of the new hires and grocery shopping and working, and we can go pick out a movie, and maybe I can put all this intensity to some good use.